It was the most virulent, deadly pandemic the world had seen. When the virus began to finally relent, 2/3 of the planet's population were gone. 4.2 billion people. For those left after, the new epidemic was one of moral degradation. Survival by any and all means. A pandemic of the inhumane. But small patches of hope sprouted from the fallow ashes of what once was. And for some, our humanity remained the only thing worth fighting for.
I mean, if you really think about it, no one else could have done it. It had to be Frodo, right? Anyone else would have given in to the temptation much quicker, right? Are you sure he'll be down here?
Fox! Hey, brother, you down there? Oh, jeez, not again. Fox, let it go!
When's he gonna give it up? He's been at this, like, forever.
Fox is nothing if not tenacious. Oh, he's gonna keep at it until he succeeds or he blows up the building. What the hell was that?
Hey, Colin! You got your radio?
Yeah? Why?
I think I just shorted mine out. Tell Warner to try a faucet.
This is becoming sad. I mean, really sad.
Humor him, Shakes. Warner! Warner, are you there?
Yeah, what do you need?
Fox wants you to try a faucet.
Not this again. Fine, hang on a minute.
He needs a hobby.
Are you gonna suggest one to him?
Hey, you're both aware I can hear you, right?
Holy mother of all, that's decent. It's working, we have water!
You've gotta be kidding me.
Fox, you beautiful son of a bitch, you did it! I might have to kiss you.
Yeah, well, not until you brush your teeth.
I can't believe it. So we actually have water? Real running water?
It appears that way. We should probably boil it before we drink it, though, just to be safe.
I'm sorry for every bad thing I ever said about you. You are my hero!
Just because the world has ended doesn't mean we have to live like the animals we're becoming. And frankly, I think everyone would prefer a cold shower to the stench.
I feel like that was a dig at my personal hygiene.
It's no wonder everyone around here looks up to you, Fox. This is great.
And now you know why I prefer it down here.
Oh, come on, brother. You're a natural leader. You always have been. And as much as you may hate it, you brought this group together, protected them, fed them, gave them all purpose. And on top of that, you always seem to have good instincts on where we should go to find supplies. Which brings me to the reason we've been looking for you. We seem to be running low on a few things.
Oh, what now?
Well, food is always in short supply, but fortunately we found that huge store of MREs when we hit Withicum. That alone will get us through winter.
Except no one else wants to eat that garbage.
He's right. You and I are probably the only ones who can stomach that crap.
Well, today's issue is medicine. The doc is a bit perturbed at the moment. He says we've been running through antibiotics like it was sugar water.
Damn it, this winter has sucked. Maybe I should try and figure out how to get us some damned heat. That might help. Okay, let's get a team together and head over to Providence.
Can't do that. Don't you remember that horde of tweakers who set up over there?
Right, I forgot. What did they tell us again?
Something about eating the flesh of our babies. I don't know.
Ew.
It got pretty detailed, as I recall. Okay, get the doc and Warner, put together a list of all the hospitals, clinics, pharmacies, anything that might have a decent supply for us. I'm gonna guess that most places have already been looted, but we gotta take a look. I'll see you guys upstairs in a bit.
What are you going to go work on now? Generators?
Actually, I think I'd like to solve the bucket butt problem.
You know, he's right. You really do stink.
You know I could crush you, right?
Okay, gentlemen, what have we come up with?
We compiled the list, but it isn't promising. Here, take a look.
No, no, not a chance. Forget it. Wait, Legacy? You really think that's a good idea, Doc?
To be honest, I think it's our best bet. I need fresh supplies, not just antibiotics. And there'll be blankets and possibly food. But it's a hospital.
And there could be squatters.
Risk versus reward.
Says the guy who never takes risks.
I do just as much around here as anyone else.
That's enough out of you two.
He started it.
I hear one more word out of you, Warner, I swear to God I will knock you out. Doc, I need a list from you of the essentials. We'll try to get everything we can, but I need to know what takes priority. Warner, find Kate and Shakes. Tell them to meet us down at the loading docks with one of the trucks in 20 minutes. Cohen, I want a word with you. All right, this beef between you and Warner has got to stop. I get that you don't like him. I get that he's a worm, but people support him. Without him, we never would have got the infirmary up and running. And he managed to bring that truck full of food when he first showed up, and that still carries weight with people around
here.
Yeah,
I know. I also know he's helped design the greenhouse, and that means we'll be able to grow our own food and be sustainable. But I also know that he is a sniveling little coward who, given that...
Matt, I'm on your side with this. I believe you. But it's his word against yours. The two of you were the only ones there, and he could easily twist the story and make you look like the monster, and I can't let that happen. People need you around here as much as they need him. Get it? Yeah?
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, it's fine, Doc. I was just getting my ass chewed.
What is it?
I didn't want to say anything in front of everyone else, but I'm pretty sure we have a thief.
More good news.
I've been keeping a running inventory of all our medical supplies since the last raid, and at first I wasn't positive, but now I am. Mostly it's painkillers, but antibiotics as well.
Warner.
Doc, who else has access to the meds? Besides you, I mean.
I don't know if you've noticed, but this isn't the most secure place in the world. Anyone can get in and take whatever they like. And Mr. Callahan tells me it's been happening with some food as well.
Well, looks like we're going to have to change that. Thank you, Doc.
Good luck, gentlemen.
I'll bet you money...
I don't want to hear it. We have more important things to do right now. Let's get geared up.
God, I hate how quiet it is. It's like my worst nightmare.
Even scarier than showing up for a test naked?
Nah, it's better when it's quiet. You can hear if the ghouls are close by.
I hate when you call them that. They're still people.
No, they're not.
No, she's right. They're still people. They're just not human anymore. The drug and the sickness slowly eats away at their humanity, and you still find some out there who can talk and function, even cook meth, but when they start gathering those packs... they're pretty much gone at that point. Putting them down is an act of mercy.
How long before you lose your humanity too, then?
Ending their suffering is the most humane thing we can do for them now.
Sounds a lot like a god complex, not an act of compassion.
Have you ever looked one in the eye, Kate?
Do you remember the traffic around here? Cars bumper to bumper as far as the eye could see.
It wasn't that bad. But yeah, rush hours sucked, but it was never like L.A.
God, I miss driving. Just jumping in the Stang and cruising up and down the street with the stereo blasting and not a damn care in the world. Best Saturday nights of my life were spent in that car.
And the loneliest.
Shut up!
Loneliest? I always sort of pictured you with a harem of cheerleaders hanging on your every word. Big football star, running the high school in your Letterman jacket.
Yeah, I never had much trouble in the dating department, but this guy here... the ladies were lining up just for a chance that he might acknowledge them in some meaningful sort of way.
No one likes a liar, Matt.
Really? Fox was a lady killer? I just can't picture it.
Oh, in the worst way. Trouble was, he's completely oblivious to it. Boy lived in his own little world most of the time and was so clueless whenever a girl flirted with him. Clueless! But to be fair... he sort of had one particular girl in mind, and no one else could compare to the beauty that was Nicole Whitney.
You are aware that I'm armed right now.
Oh, now this is getting good. He's so defensive. So, Nicole Whitney, do tell.
Say one word, and I'll reveal all I know about the Kimberly Foster incident.
Oh, is that the one where he had to leap out of her window naked because her father busted in just as
no,
they were...
No, that was Jennifer Parker. Kimberly was the one where he got caught in the women's locker
room.
You're
both wrong. Kimberly Foster was the all-nighter with Steve Hansen trying to sleep on the floor.
The coyote girl.
I love that story.
See, buddy, if you spill your own guts, no one can ever blackmail you.
There is nothing I like about you right now.
So tell us all about our fearless leader and Nicole Whitney.
So Fox and I met just before junior high when he moved in on my street. We became friends pretty fast. And when school started, he laid eyes on this little blonde by the name of Nicole Whitney. She was super popular. Bit of a snob. So we have our first dance, and Fox asks her to go with him. Bravest moment of his life to this point. And she not only turns him down, but she and her friends
mercilessly rag on him for the rest of the year.
Sounds like every year of my time at school.
Yeah, somehow, though, I don't see Fox getting harassed for playing Dungeons and Dragons and wearing a cape to school.
It was a cloak, and I told you that in confidence.
Oh, stop making this about you. I want to hear this story.
So even through all this, Fox here is still smitten with her. He always tells me that Nicole is the one he's going to be with. She's his destiny. Now, he's still a teenage boy, and there are a few girls here and there, but nothing ever gets serious. We get into high school, and Nicole gets more popular, while Fox becomes sort of an outcast. I get into football, start making friends who tell me that Fox is dead weight, but I don't bend. Fox is my brother, and we've been through way too much at this point.
What could you two possibly go through in 3 years of junior high that would make you so loyal?
Mr. Scalini's algebra class.
Stop sidetracking them. High school, Nicole Whitney, I need to know the story now.
Right, sorry. So Fox maintains this obsession.
It wasn't an obsession.
He maintains this obsession that he and Nicole are destined to be together. But she just loathes him, takes every opportunity to cut him down. Now, I'm not doing the football and wrestling thing, and Fox is kind of in this not quite goth phase, maybe more emo, I don't know. He never quite looked the part. Anyway, we start our junior year, and Fox comes out to the homecoming game to support me, and he's in the stands with Amy Kennedy.
Jill Barton.
What?
It was Jill Barton. You dated Amy Kennedy during our senior year.
My apologies. He was in the stands with Jill Barton, who I was dating at the time. And he goes to get a soda, and on his way back, he hears someone crying.
Oh my God, I think I've seen this movie.
Right?
It's Nicole, right? She was the one crying, right?
She got dumped hardcore by this real douchebag, Devin Gallagher. They'd been dating a year, and she caught him with her best friend. So Fox comes in and asks her what's wrong, and she snaps at him. Fox should have just left, but he stays and takes it. I mean, she hurls the worst venom imaginable. And Fox just takes all of it until she exhausts herself and falls on him, crying her pretty blue eyes out.
Wait, if you were playing in the game, how do you know all this? Did you tell him about all this?
Never said a word.
I heard all about it from Nicole herself. Fox let her cry herself out, and then they went off somewhere and talked until like 3 in the morning. He took her home and faced her father's wrath for keeping her out. And this guy right here stands up to her father like he's nothing. Nicole's father was this really intimidating guy, by the way. And Fox just stares him down and says that she needed a friend and that he just made sure that she was safe. And that was it. She was hooked on him.
Whoa. I never had a guy stand up to my dad. He ran off most of my boyfriends. Part of why I had the ones I really liked meet me someplace. So then what happened?
We dated for the remainder of the year and all through our senior year. She went off to Berkeley and this gargoyle and I enlisted.
Didn't you write to her anything?
He wrote her a few times, but...
We're here.
You'll tell me what happened later, right?
Oh, just as soon as we get back.
All right, I'll take point. Shakes, you're behind me. Kate, Cohen, you cover our rear. We keep it quiet. I don't want to wake up anything that might be inside if we can help it.
God, I hate hospitals.
No one likes hospitals.
I like doctors, and I really like nurses.
Oh, should I grab some scrubs while we're here?
Oh, gross. Now I'm gonna have images of you two playing doctor in my head. Ew.
Shut it. Cohen, you hear that?
Yeah. You think it's squatters or something else?
I don't think it's squatters. You two stay here. Oh, don't shoot!
We're alive! Don't shoot, please!
Shut up!
Put your hands where we can see them!
Put it down, Cohen. Who are you? What are you doing here?
I'm going to guess the same thing you're doing here. We need supplies.
Is it just the two of you?
No, there's like 50 of us on Ross.
Yes, it's just us here.
That's pretty risky.
I don't see anyone else with you.
Hi there!
Wow, she's pretty.
And she can hear you.
Oh.
Sergeant Jacob Fox. This is Specialist Matt Cohen. Kate. Shakes.
This is Jill, and I'm Alan.
Shakes?
It's Will, actually. They think it's funny to call me that because I couldn't stop shaking when I shot my first ghoul.
Stop calling them that.
Could we maybe hold off on all the getting to know you stuff for later? I'd like to get what we came for and get out of here.
That's a good plan. And it would go faster if we worked together. What do you say?
Given that you've got those rifles, I'm going to say yes. I don't see that we have much of a choice.
Don't worry, we're not going to kidnap you and force you into slave labor or whatever those animals on Swan Island are doing. We just want to help if we can.
Looks like the doc was right. We got a lot more than we thought we would. I can't believe no one's touched this place until now.
This stuff is really going to help us.
Your daughter said there was a group of you on Ross Island. I can't imagine that's very comfortable. You could always come stay with us.
She's not my daughter. I just look out for her. And I appreciate the offer, but it isn't all bad.
Well, we've got plenty of room, and we could always use more help. And you'd be out of the elements.
Fox here just got us running water.
Running water?
It isn't fit for drinking, but a cold shower beats no shower.
Again, I appreciate the offer, but, well, we're a little mistrusting at the moment. We've had some issues with outsiders recently.
I understand, but the offer's there. We can give you a radio if you change your mind.
Fox, I think I found the good stuff, but I think there's some ghouls nearby.
Stop calling them that.
I heard some of that weird gibberish they do. It was just so...
creepy. It can't ever just be easy, can it?
Well, what should we do?
Kate, get this stuff down into the truck with the rest and be ready to move. The rest of us are going to go as quietly as possible and get as much as we can. Let's go.
Be careful. Bad idea.
No kidding.
There.
There's a keypad. We're not getting in there.
Yes, we are. Shakes, do your thing.
What's he going to do?
I used to build computers and electrical engineering for a living, and I wrote code for fun. A keypad like this is fairly easy to bypass if you know what you're doing. I swear, if I was any smarter, I could have been a master criminal.
Except for being lazy, slow, and...
Do you really have to insult him like that?
Whoa. I don't have to.
Grab that cart. We can load it up and wheel it to the truck.
I think I got it. Oops.
Get in. Load the cart. Cohen, watch the right. Move it!
Oh, this is so not good.
Pick your shots. Don't waste ammo.
Not my first rodeo, boss.
Just dump it all in. We can sort through it later.
Contacts at 3 o'clock. And they just blocked the exit.
We're full.
We should go.
Stairs that way. We are right behind you, people.
Move! That alarm is going to wake every tweaker within a mile of here.
Cohen, take point down the stairs. You three follow with the meds.
Go, people! Fuck!
I'm with you. Get moving.
Why did they have to put everything on the fifth floor? This cart is heavy.
Put your back into it.
Fourth floor, automotive and home improvement.
It's shut up!
Slipping!
Hold on!
What the hell was that?
Oh! Third floor, sporting goods, menswear, and children's.
We can do without the directory. Help us, damn it.
I'm losing my grip.
Cohen, watch out.
Grab what you can.
We can get it. Help me with the cart.
We gotta move, now!
Run, Jill.
But the medicine.
Run!
Go, go!
Shakes, what are you doing? Let's go!
We can't leave this stuff. We need it. Help me!
Forget it! Let's go!
Not without the medicine.
Son of a...
Don't make me leave you, Shakes!
I'm right behind...
Get in the truck!
What is going on?
Start the damn truck! You two, in the back with me!
Runner!
I got him!
Where are they? Here they come! We got incoming!
Run, you sweet little geek! Run!
My God, they got the cart back upright? They're insane!
Come on, Will!
No!
Shakes!
What's going on? I can't see them.
Come on, Shakes, baby, I got you.
Keith, floor it.
Don't leave me.
Grab my hand.
No!
Shakes!
Get him off! Get him off me!
Grab him. Get him inside.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Help him!
Lay him down here. Grab those bandages.
Drive faster, Kate.
Fox.
Fox!
Shakes. Shakes. Shakes, you're gonna be fine.
They ripped him apart. He's a real mess.
Oh, Christ. He's bleeding out. They might have got his artery.
You gotta get him to your doctor. He said you had a doctor, right?
Back away.
What?
What are you doing?
Fox, buddy, no.
No!
Son!
Guys. Guys, what happened? Can someone talk to me, please? Is Shakes okay?
Thanks for the lift. And the meds. They'll really help.
I'm just glad some good will come of it.
About your man, I...
There was no saving him. The wounds were too severe, and by the time we would have made it back, he would have been dead already.
He was your friend. You didn't have to... Yes, he did.
It was a mercy, kid. All Fox did was end the suffering. If it had been me, I would hope he'd have the courage to do the same.
I meant what I said earlier, Alan. If you ever get tired of the rain and cold, or if you need help, you can give me a call on this. We got shelter, food.
We'll consider it. Thank you.
Do you think we'll see them again?
I don't think it's likely, but who knows?
The world is a much smaller place now. Come on, let's get home.
Homestead, Episode 1, It's a Mercy. Written, directed, and produced by James Robinson. Featuring Travis Box as Cohen, James Robinson as Fox, Summer Shore as Kate, Jeff Mitchell as Doc Ryan, Chris Williams as Warner, James Blend as Shakes, Justin Mansfield as Alan, Brianne Robinson as Jill. Homestead is a Not Another Podcast production.